811 at WEOL. Here to help us get through the rest of the 8 o'clock hours, Colleen Waltz with the United Way of Greater Lorain County. Good morning, Colleen.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me back.
I appreciate you coming in this morning here in the first week of December.
I know, crazy.
When I was promoting that you were on, I just figured, well, we'll probably talk about maybe year-end giving, tax prep, and I kind of nailed some of these things, right?
You're right on it sounds like.
Right? Year-end, I mean, this is sort of, you just kind of, and speaking of giving or whatever, the Giving Tuesday was recently happening. How did that work out? And that's another way for people to sort of think of a different way to help during the holiday season.
Yeah, it
too.
Is. So a lot of people, when they think of United Way, they think of giving their time, volunteering, things like that, which is all super wonderful. But we really do need to sustain our work that we're doing in the community. So obviously with the holiday season, people are giving from their hearts, and we're also asking folks in the community to do the same. So as you're thinking of your holiday plans this year and your end of year giving plans, please consider United Way. We do amazing work in the community to help our local folks and residents and programs and services. So we're going to talk about a couple in a minute here. But certainly, yeah, the holiday spirit, I think, is alive and well, and we're definitely encouraging folks that as they're giving from their hearts to think of us.
When they do give to United Way, can they specify any particular things, or how does that, if you're able to speak on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're going to go to our website. You absolutely can give to any of our 10 community collaboratives or 6 impact initiatives. So you can go to our website, uwlorainecounty.org/give, and they'll be able to have focus areas there. So you can put in anything that you'd like to earmark your gift for. So absolutely. We have 211, which we'll talk about in a second, several education community collaboratives, middle school success, kindergarten ready, health focus things. So everything for everyone.
That's good. All right. Let's talk about the tax prep. It's too soon to, well, I guess we can prep the tax. We can't, you can't really start working on that until the end, but you need volunteers, right?
We do.
Tell me about how that training is going, what we need to do for that.
Yeah, so Lorain County Free Tax Prep, if folks aren't aware of that, is an impact initiative that we have at United Way. We prepare through a volunteer-based service. IRS-certified volunteers will prepare your state and federal taxes for free. This is for any family that makes under $60,000 a year as a household income. And to be completely honest with you, these are really for the folks. I think last year, our average household income was about $25,000. So as you can imagine, people that are living in those means, these are people that need to keep their heart earned dollars in their pockets. So this is why it's a free tax preparation service. We are only as strong as the volunteer base that we have to do this program. So that's why there is a call out for volunteers. We know there's over 300,000 folks in our community, but we only do about 1,800 state and federal taxes. So we are just barely scratching the surface of folks that we can help through this program. So we can't do more unless we have more volunteers to help us. So that's the call out that we do right before tax season starts. So obviously at the end of January is when we're going to start really going through 211 to get those appointments settled for folks to come in and actually do their preparations through April 15th. But you can certainly, if you're interested in volunteering with us, you can go to our website, uwlorainecounty.org. Or you can give us a call anytime at our offices. We'd love to speak with you and get you on the training schedule, which is going to be happening in January. So you can call our offices at 440-277-6530. So again, if you have free time on your hands, if you're maybe a recent retiree, if you're an accounting student, if you're good with numbers, we will take people from all walks of life. And I will be candid with you, last year was my first year doing volunteering through the program. It is a wonderful boots on the ground program. It's one of the few things that we have at United Way that you're actually able to speak with a lot of the residents we have face by face, being able to help them with their needs that they're seeing. It's also really great for our wraparound services. So oftentimes we'll get families in the door that say, I can't find affordable housing, or I'm looking for childcare, or I need transportation services, or I need food. And we're able to connect the dots for them there right at that appointment to say, do you know of this resource? Can I get you connected to this person? So it's really just a wonderful program. Again, if you are inclined to numbers, if you like working with residents and folks in the community, I encourage you to get involved, because it's really a wonderful giving from your heart and your passions to help people in this community.
And sort of a partner to that is 211, which you talked about, in a sense. That's where a lot of those resources are available.
Yeah.
How do people now 211 is, there's a number, and there's also a website, right?
There's actually a couple different ways.
Okay.
Yep. So 211 is our free community resource referral and information line. So it's available 24 hours a day for any resident in the community. We know how hard it is for people to navigate the human and health service sector. If you're in a crisis or in a time of need, where do you turn for help? A lot of people have question marks of who they even pick up the phone and call. 211 have live representatives on the phone lines 24 hours a day. So that's 2 in the morning, Saturday afternoons, holidays, weekends, any time of the day or night, live representatives who are caring, compassionate, non-judgmental will pick up the phone and talk to you and see what your needs are and connect you to available community-based services. So like you were saying, Bruce, you can obviously pick up the phone and dial 211, but we also know that there are residents in this community that do not want to pick up and actually have a physical conversation. So we have a texting service. So you can actually text your zip code to 898-211, and that will bring up an IM screen, an instant message screen, to our representatives on the phone lines, and they'll be able to have a conversation with you via text message. So there's a couple different ways that you can do that.
That reaches out people at different areas, and is a different way to communicate too, mm-hmm. to do something like that. And yep. the fact that the way they sort of tag it, 211, first call or for help, in other words, it kind of is the enter into the portal of all the available services 100%. That you have.
Absolutely. And we know there's never someone that reaches out to someone at 211 to say, I'm just looking for one need. Every need that we see is multifaceted. You could be calling for housing, but we know you like transportation or childcare services or job employment services, things like that. It's never just one need. So in one live phone call, you're able to get all the services that you can get need met. And then also, if you know of services available, contact 211. We'd love to have a robust database so we can get that listed as well, too.
You realize how everything is interconnected, and that's yeah. what you—I mean—that's what you kind of do with United Way. Try to figure out where's the best place you can serve, so that these house of cards, as you will, don't come tumbling down on
absolutely,
people.
Absolutely. And we don't want folks in our community to have to run to several different agencies and tell their story a billion different times. You can do it in a one-stop shop to get your needs met, get connected to services in a live, caring, representative way.
Do you get more calls this time of year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We handled, I want to say probably the last calendar year, about 14,000 calls for help. And we certainly, this time of year, it's typically very high in affordable housing. So housing has always just been a very top need in our community. Utility assistance is always either number one or number two, too. So we do see that a lot. People are having a hard time paying their oil bills, electric bills, utility assistance, things like that, especially with the winter season. We do see an influx there. And then food security is typically the third.
And people can help out in all ways like that. Volunteers still needed doing other things related? You mentioned tax prep, but other ways that they can also help out United Way?
Absolutely. We love volunteers all the time, any day of the week. So, yep, we're always doing our regular work, which is collecting school supplies. We're collecting free books to be put into our little free libraries that we steward throughout the community. Lots of different needs, literacy kits, financial literacy kits that are happening during the tax season. So, yeah, if you in any way want to shape or form volunteer with United Way, please reach out to us. Also, all that information is on our website too. So if you go to uwlorainecounty.org/volunteer, you'll find a calendar of free events that you can go and volunteer with us and get some help that right. we need.
And they can also stop by your very festive decorated windows and building down on Broadway mm-hmm. in Lorain to stop and see you as well, to maybe get some face-to-face information from
absolutely. Yeah, we're there Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30, and we did have one of our community collaboratives come in, 231 Go. So they did some winter decorations for us. So we're very proud of that. Come see our space. We'd love to have you come in and talk.
So they have to do reverse painting, right? Is that on the inside window? Because you can't do it, right, Craig? You don't do it, decorate the outside of the window because it rains or snows. And so you have to do it on the inside and you work on there.
They did. Yeah. You know, to be honest, they are so artistic, okay. these kids. It's phenomenal what they do. I don't know if they map out the scene before they paint it or how, what their strategy was, but it was pretty phenomenal just to watch and pop out in our lobby and see them go to work.
Right.
We need to get them up here.
This is where Craig jumps in and goes, shouldn't we decorate this window here?
Oh, look at that.
There you go.
Opportunity.
Right. What an opportunity.
Or
the
windows. maybe I could have them decorate the window between our two studios there as well.
Oh, sure.
You could leave a couple little eye holes for Craig to look through and see you.
Christmas 2024, right there. 2-3-1 goal.
Sounds like a good idea, I think.
We'll help coordinate that with you.
Don't worry, we forget ideas as fast as they come into our head. I'll tell you that much. Colleen, appreciate your time this morning.
Of course. Happy holidays, everyone.
Colleen
Thanks for having me.
Joining us from United Way of Greater Lorain County, uwlorainecounty.org. Again, the place to go to get some information. Follow them on Facebook as well.